Sure. Is it on?
Yeah,
it's on. Good. Well, yeah, your quiz question, to a certain extent, answered it. You know, it's multiple stakeholders that we need to get on board, and it's true that already the systems are very stretched. Still, as the minister said, you know, capacity building is critical, but really focusing on local capacity, and that's not only local investing, building capacity in local health services, but larger services, as well as local communities, hosting communities, refugee communities, and people with lived experience themselves. And the first sort of effort in terms of strengthening the capacity is really to focus not only on knowledge, but more on the tools, and also practical tools that are already available.
But how receptive is the healthcare sector to those sorts of proposals?
Well, I think it's maybe there is, but I think it's good also for Jordi to share her experience in this, because it's a difference in, you know, in my country. I said, you know, investment in mental health world globally is low, and that's also even in the well-off countries. The need for mental health support and psychosocial support is increasing. So the systems are overstretched, and that is a challenge. But even more so in, you know, countries, the biggest hosting countries and communities, that both where local population as well as the refugee population suffers. So I think it's important to really keep it practical and really give practical tools on what you can do to really make a distinction between people that need practical help to get control, the agency, as was said, you know, back the agency of their lives.
Okay, let's go to Jordi then. You noted that people need healthcare systems can benefit from practical tools when it comes to MHPSS. What are people in the healthcare sector receptive to that kind of message?